I'd like now to welcome back to the program Doyle Preheim. He is the musical director of the Sangre de Cristo Chorale, which is having a big concert this weekend. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. It's good to be with you. Yes, we are having a big concert. It's the final concert of our season, and it's the final concert for myself as musical director and my wife, Mary Jo, who's been the accompanist for the choir these past 8 years.
So what will you be playing?
Well, the choir is performing one of the great masterworks of choral literature, the Brahms Requiem. What's a bit different about this performance is that we're doing it with piano accompaniment, and we're doing it with a choir of only 48 singers rather than a large choir of 120.
Which 48 sounds pretty big, too.
Well, it is, but when you're singing with a full symphony orchestra, and this work calls for a full complement of instruments, you really need 100 to 120 voices to balance the orchestra. So it's half that size, and so we're doing it with piano, and we're doing it in the English translation rather than in the original German.
Really? That's interesting.
And
how'd you choose that?
Well, it was, I guess, two reasons. One is it takes a lot of rehearsal time to teach the German to acquire, but more importantly, Brahms wrote the work in German so that the people in the pews in the audience could understand the words.
Right, as opposed to Latin or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so rather than doing it in German, we said, let's do it in English so everyone can understand what we're singing about.
Is it a good translation?
It's a very good translation. You know, translations can always be problematic. They're not exact literal translations,
yeah.
And sometimes one vowel on the English word is more difficult to sing than it would be in the original German,
right.
That sort of thing. But it's a wonderful translation, and the text is so powerful.
If you're translating choral music, you're all about vowels, basically.
Your vowels are very important. You don't want to sing an E sound on a very high note. You want to sing an ah or an
because it could pierce holes in the eardrums of
your... That's right. Yeah.
And so this is a piece that was recently done by the Santa Fe Symphony.
Santa Fe Symphony did it just 2 weeks ago. A beautiful performance in German with a full orchestra. Ours will be much more of a chamber music performance than theirs was, because we have smaller forces and we're doing it with piano. So if anyone heard the symphony orchestra and chorus performance, if they want a different experience, come hear ours next weekend.
Well, it is interesting to hear the same piece twice in two different interpretations or two different types of performances. It's, I think, really instructive and often fun for audiences.
Well, I think it is. And a different venue. They did it in the concert hall. We're going to be doing it at in churches with somewhat more live acoustics.
Where will you be?
Well, our Los Alamos concert on Saturday evening, May the 12th at 7 o'clock, is going to be at the United Church on Canyon Road. And then our Sunday concert, 2:30 in the afternoon, will be at Santa Maria de la Paz.
So Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Santa Maria de la Paz Community Church is on South Richards, across from the Community College.
Yeah, right across from the Community College.
Exactly.
And both of those interesting spaces.
Yes. The Los Alamos space is smaller, but also very acoustically, very live. And then I love singing at Santa Maria de la Paz, because I think it's the one acoustic here in Santa Fe that most nearly approximates kind of a cathedral acoustic. It's very it's very live and reverberant. And it's
more so than the cathedral?
I think so.
Oh, how interesting.
I really think so.
Yeah, I've been to the cathedral and sat... what was I there for? Something where I had to sit really far away because my tickets were in the way back.
Yes.
And it was hard to hear. It was interesting.
Yes. Uh-huh.
When you're close, it's fabulous.
Right. No, Santa Maria de la Paz has a beautiful sound.
Now, we're talking to Doyle Preheim, musical director of the Sangre de Cristo Chorale. How did you get involved with the chorale? You've been doing this for, what, 8 or 9 years?
This is my conclusion of my 8th season as musical director. Mary Jo, my wife, and I came to Santa Fe in June of 2003. And the first year we were here, we were asked if I would like to audition for this position. And I did that in the first season. And then I was officially hired in, I think it was June of 2004, to be their musical director.
And so it's been a nice run for you.
It's been a wonderful run. We say often, my wife and I say often, this is the single most important thing that's happened to us in Santa Fe because it opened so many doors. We immediately learned to know 48 wonderful people, 50 people.
Right.
And they introduced us to their friends, many of them, of course, interested in music or the arts. And so the circle got larger and larger. So by now we feel like we know so many people here in Santa Fe and have so many connections.
So you are retiring. Do they have a new musical director?
They have appointed a new musical director. It hasn't been announced publicly, so I better not do it
here. You better not do it here.
But I think they're very fortunate to have found somebody who's very, very capable of taking them the next step, as it were.
Whom we will hope to have on the air one of these days.
I hope so. Yeah, it'd be great.
What are you going to do when you retire?
Well, I have several things that I'd like to do. Of course, we have the perennial travel list. First and foremost, spend more time with grandchildren who live in the Denver area. A trip to Costa Rica. A trip to New Zealand sometime, we hope. We came to the Southwest to explore the Southwest. We haven't done that in the last 8 years.
Right.
It's time.
I love how you come here and for the first year you explore everything and then That's you right. forget that it's there.
That's right. I also have some interest in photography and genealogy, and I want to do some family history.
Doyle Preheim, musical director of the Sangre de Cristo Chorale. We will see you in Los Alamos Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
United Church. That's on Canyon Road.
Tickets in Los
available.
Alamos.
Yeah, Canyon Road on Los Alamos. In Los Alamos. Tickets available at the door. And Sunday afternoon, 2:30 at Santa Maria de la Paz.
Excellent.
Tickets available at the door. Please come.
Doyle Preheim, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks.